time, 1982. At 7 minutes before nine, I've been looking forward to this. We'd started it off last week. It's a new feature. It's called Sci-Fri, and it stands for Science Fridays, which I'm sure you'd guessed already. It's going to be a chance to celebrate all that Merseyside has to offer from the world of science. We'll be talking with experts from the School of Tropical Medicine, University of Liverpool and John Moores University, all famous for their know-how and their skill in their own particular fields, you know, world-leading development. So if you want to know if those nutrition drinks actually work or what the actual chance of the Earth getting struck by an asteroid, this is the place. So for our second guest this week, let me introduce vector biologist Dr. Lee Haynes from the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony.
I've got to ask that first question. What on earth is vector? It sounds like a Bond villain.
I know.
What on earth is vector biology?
I think the best way to describe vector biology is if you think of a carrier. So a carrier as in a disease carrier.
Right.
So with us and my work, I'm looking at insects that are spreading diseases.
Now, the first thing that comes into my mind is the mosquito.
Yes. The number one most dangerous animal in the world. Yes.
Really? Is it?
It kills more people than anything else.
And there seems to be more as the years roll on. Is that because, you know, the Earth is getting warmer? They seem to be coming north, more and more north. Is that a good observation?
Yeah, the summers are getting longer.
Yeah.
So there's a longer breeding season. People are traveling, so they bring friends back with them.
How do we do that? How do we bring them back?
You can bring eggs back with you without knowing. You can have mosquitoes stored in your airline. You can have them in your baggage.
So when you're folding your clothes up to come on home, mm-hmm. you can just kind of... Do they like that environment? They like sweaty sock environments?
They love sweaty sock environments. Have you ever heard of Lindberger cheese?
I have.
They love it.
But do they?
They love it and it smells like your toes.
Ah, right,
so
okay.
A lot of species are attracted to your ankles because you smell like this.
Is that why we get bitten on the ankles?
That's a lot of species bite on the ankles, but not many. Not a lot. There's more than 3,000 species of mosquitoes.
And do you know the name of every single one of those?
Absolutely.
Okay.
No.
Number one.
Yeah, number one. The big one is the Asian tiger mosquito.
Right. And are they the most nastiest?
They're the ones that they just discovered last year here in the UK.
And were they not normally here?
They're
invaders.
They're not normally here. No.
So the environment for them, these mosquitoes, mm-hmm. is going to be okay for them to be in. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here.
Yes.
So that would suggest that our environment, our atmosphere, the country...
is changing.
Is changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When did we find them here?
I think it was last year. I think it was in Kent, if I remember right. And they found some eggs. So they identify the eggs, and if there's eggs, that means something laid them.
And does a big alarm go off in your office to say,
no,
we found them,
that would be so cool. We'd be like a vector squad. No, we don't have big alarms, but we do keep track of what's happening.
Why do some people, I'm susceptible to mosquito bites around the ankles, you're absolutely right, and on the back, do they come from behind these things? Do they know where our eyes are, and do they come from behind? Is that how it works?
They're sneaky.
Because they are clever, aren't they? We might want to get rid of... Do we want to eradicate them all? Is this the plan?
Okay, so which question do you want me to answer?
The first one.
What makes you attractive?
Yeah.
Many things, you know, and some people are more attractive than the others, but there's also the factor where some people don't react to mosquito bites. So you could be bitten as much as me, but you will react and I won't.
So it's a chemical reaction then, is it?
It's me having an allergic reaction to the saliva in the mosquito.
Right.
So if I have bitten a lot by a certain species of mosquito, I get used to it.
So it's wrong to say that my friend gets bitten by mosquitoes, but I don't get bitten by mosquitoes.
No, you could also be a super attractive person. And so what would make you super attractive?
Can you come in every week? Because you're saying all the right things that you really can.
So the first thing,
every week you
the
want.
First thing I want to do is look at you. Are you attractive as a mosquito?
So you're a mosquito.
I'm a mosquito.
And I will say, yes, you are
attractive because you look attractive. So I will be drawn towards you. The next thing is, do you smell? Do you smell good or do you smell bad? If you're bad, forget it. You're a repeller.
So what's bad? So I need to smell like cheese?
You need to smell like juicy bacteria that on your skin. You need to smell like carbon dioxide to show that you're living, that you're breathing, that you have big lungs.
Right.
You need to possibly have a drink because beer seems to attract mosquitoes.
Oh, don't tell my wife that now on holiday. That's it. You know, if you keep getting bitten by mosquitoes, it's because you drink beer when you're away.
No, but it doesn't. It does help. Yeah, but there's many factors that make you attractive or not. So even blood type can make you attractive.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. The important thing, and I know we've been having a laugh and a joke about this, but the work that you do is incredibly important, isn't it?
And it's fascinating.
It is fascinating. Tell me more.
I look at specific diseases that are spread by insects like sandflies and tsetse flies and a little bit mosquitoes. And what I'm trying to do is my own personal work and my colleagues that I work with is to try and find ways to stop the diseases from spreading. So either targeting the insect and finding out why their immunity allows them to become infected, or looking at diagnostics to try and prevent disease spreading. Are we treating patients?
Are we winning the battle?
We are in some cases, yes. Mm. But in others, it's they are so smart. Parasites are smart. Insects want to be the survivors, so they're smart.
Do they change tactics? It's a real cat and mouse game, this.
Absolutely.
Is it?
Yeah. They can develop insecticide resistance. They can do behavioral changes.
And what can we do, finally, to maybe stop getting bitten by mosquitoes? Is there anything that we can wear? Because, you know, there's certain cosmetics people say, you know, get this, buy this oil, put that on. Will that chase them away?
A lot of them are wives' tales. So garlic doesn't keep mosquitoes away.
Does
vitamin
it not?
B doesn't keep mosquitoes away. Bananas don't repel them.
Really?
Many wives' tales. But what you can do is don't wear dark colors. They love dark colors.
Do they?
And all the common things, wear long sleeves. Be careful where you're walking. Wear repellent. DEET is still fantastic. It works the best because it confuses the mosquitoes.
Well, do you know what? We're out of time. I mean, that's just, it's not a pun about mosquitoes and flying, but it really has flown over. It's 9 o'clock already. Thank you very much indeed for coming
you're welcome.
In. And I've learned a lot from you. And as I said before, you're very welcome to come in every single week. The compliments
Anytime.
That we're flying this way.
Anytime.
Lee, I'll shake your hand. Thank you. Thank you very much. Really, really interesting. We'll have another sci-fi this time next week. That was brilliant. That went quick, didn't it?
It went so fast.
And breathe.
And breathe. Look.